This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1053. Can this ruin your IELTS Part 3 speaking score?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
One of our listeners shared an experience on her IELTS speaking exam, which threw her off. Listen in today so you can expect this examiner action and not make the same mistake.
Hey, Aubrey, how are you today?
I am excellent. I have a fun day planned. We're going to, my neighbors have this indoor theater, and we're going to watch Signs. You ever seen the movie Signs?
It's Signs. An
M. Night Shyamalan.
Is that the one with Mel Gibson?
Yes. You don't like it?
I liked the movie. I did like the movie when it came out. I believe that is before M. Night Shyamalan became sort of a joke. Because it's like every one of his movies has this like twist at the end.
Twist.
And he sort of like started following his own M. Night formula. But
sure.
I remember Signs being actually quite good. I just have feelings about Mel Gibson. I can't watch him anymore. Anyway.
I just have to divorce my feelings for an actor from the movie. Like, I don't think about their personal life at all, or there's a lot of movies I wouldn't watch.
I know.
Right? I just can't.
It's so hard. It's so hard. Anyway, guys, today we are here to talk about IELTS, not Mel Gibson. We are answering a question from a student today, a student who recently took the IELTS exam, guys, and she had an experience on the speaking test, and she wanted to ask our expert opinion about this experience. Guys, listen up, because you really need to know what to expect on test day. Because one of the issues, I think, is like, you guys can prepare, you can prepare so hard, like you can prepare so well, but if you're not sure what the examiner might do or what the examiner's rules are for behavior, and they do something that throws you off, and you end up panicking in part three, let's say, for example, you're leaving the examiner with that panicked impression, right? Like, we don't want to do that. So guys, listen up today, get this insider peek into the speaking exam.
Okay, so I'm going to read her email. Her name's Zara. Hi, Zara, if you're watching.
Oh, guys, this is also on YouTube. In case you're wondering why we are waving to someone on an audio podcast medium, it is also via video.
Yes, you can find it on YouTube on the IELTS Energy TV channel. Okay, so she wrote, I would like to share something weird that happened during my speaking test. I just took my IELTS speaking, which had been going quite smooth and well, though something out of my expectation happened. I was answering questions in part three, and then in the middle of one of them, the examiner interrupted me, trying to connect with me more. That's where I lost my control over my thoughts and threw a word in my own language. It was the equivalent to "it means" in English. Then he stopped for a while and got shocked while he was giggling a bit, and he tried to make me calm by resuming our conversation. Now I am wondering if this issue can affect my score. Really good question.
This is so interesting. You know, Zara, you really provided a lot of your own insight, right? You really demonstrated your self-awareness as a student there, because you are exactly right, Zara. The reason why he interrupted you and asked you another question was because he was trying to connect with you. So here's what happens in part three, you guys. There is a script. that the examiner has to follow. Guys, if you've taken the IELTS speaking exam, you know what I'm talking about. The examiner has a booklet in front of them, and it is our job to read everything word for word and follow everything to the letter. Like, we're not even allowed to respond and think we are confirming what you're saying. Like, examiners aren't supposed to be like, yes. Examiners are not supposed to do that, okay? That's considered like giving you feedback on your answers, which we can't do. This comes into question in speaking part three, however, because part of the examiner's job in speaking part three is to develop a conversation with you. We are supposed to ask you our own questions. So it's more of a conversation and less of just like question, answer, like in speaking part one. Now, here's another thing though. If the examiner is new, the examiner won't do that because it's so hard to keep your scores and your mistakes and your good things. And it's so hard to keep that all in our head while trying to think of our own questions in part three. So newer examiners won't do that. They're just going to read the questions that are in the booklet. Okay.
Or you might get someone that starts trying to do it, but is sort of awkward at it.
Totally.
Because they're having a hard time transitioning into that, right?
For sure. Every examiner has that phase. I did. Totally. You're like, I know I'm supposed to ask questions, but I can't. It's so hard to think of everything. But this case, Aubrey, he sounds like an experienced examiner.
I think so too, right? He, instead of just cutting her off to ask the next question, he was able to stop here to ask her something where he's building a rapport, right? Mm-hmm. So the tricky thing is, just like you said, Jessica, is being prepared for that, being ready for that, not letting that throw you off and see that as, oh no, what's happening? Something's different than I expected, right? That's the goal, is to be ready. First of all, expect things to happen that you didn't expect and just don't let it throw you off. Be ready to handle that and keep going. But also find out as much as you can. Like, you're already in the right place listening to our podcast because you get all these insider tips. But find out everything you can about the speaking exam so that you're not surprised when something like that happens.
Exactly. Hello, awesome students. Remember, if you go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, you can take our free IELTS quiz, get your estimated IELTS band score, and free resources I made just for your level. Guys, check it out. There's so much waiting for you. allearsenglish.com/myscore. It sounds like this student was significantly thrown off though on the exam, right? Because this student Zara said that she sort of panicked a little bit, right? She said she lost control over her own thoughts, and then she threw in a filler phrase from her first language. So now the question is, does that affect her score? It can. I mean, obviously, it depends on how well she did in part one and part two, which according to Zara was quite well. So one little slip up in part three is not going to completely destroy your whole score, right? If she was able to come back, which it sounded like she did because the examiner was so good, the examiner knew like, okay, she's just having a little brain hiccup here. So the examiner laughed a little bit and then tried to reassure her and resumed the conversation. So I think because this is an experienced examiner, I don't think this is going to affect your score, Zara. Unless you are like already floating between an 8 and a 9, then this little slip up would like not allow you to get that 9 for fluency, right? But if you're between like 6, 7, 7.5, this is fine. Like, it's just like a momentary blip on the screen that shouldn't affect your overall score. If, of course, you came back from that and you were able to finish strong, right? So let's say that this happens to you guys on the test, right? And you get a little shocked. Your mind goes blank. You say a couple words in your first language. Aubrey, what can a student say to come back from that?
Yeah, use a native, natural phrase to tell the examiner what that meant in your language, right?
Totally, you can sort of chuckle
and say like, oh, that means, it means in Chinese, in Arabic, whatever your first language is. And then continue with your phrase in English, right? It means elephant, whatever the rest of the sentence was, right?
What if there's some language in the world where elephant is a filler phrase? I would absolutely adore that. Guys, comment on the YouTube video, okay? Remember, guys, this podcast is also on video on IELTS Energy TV. I want to hear a translation of what you think might be an interesting filler phrase in your language that, like, it sounds totally normal to you. So normal, maybe it even loses its meaning because people say it all the time. But in English, if you translate it, it's kind of weird. Tell us about it on IELTS Energy TV, guys. This is episode 1053. So, guys, last note here. Of course, you don't want this to happen to you. You don't want a moment of panic. So that's why, guys, it is so important to not practice the speaking test in isolation. You cannot practice this by yourself. You need someone to challenge you in a conversational way with tough topics, right? Like in speaking part three. So, of course, practicing with teachers like Aubrey and me, that's the best way. If you're a Three Keys student, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. But if you have a friend who is an English speaker, throw around some weird questions with each other. Try and throw each other off. Look up conversation prompts on Google. You can get some crazy questions. But the point is, you have to practice the back and forth with another person before the exam. Guys, we also have a free quiz that you can take to find out if you are ready to take the exam. Aubrey, where can students find our free IELTS quiz?
Yes, allearsenglish.com/myscore. And don't forget, guys, that also gives you free resources, right? You take this quick quiz, find out what you would get if you took IELTS today, and you get free resources that Jessica, a former examiner, created just for your level. So that's a win-win, right? You know you're studying something that's right at your level.
Totally, totally. So allearsenglish.com/myscore, guys. All right, Aubrey. I think this is very useful for future test takers out there.
For sure. I'm excited that everyone listening, like if this happens to you on test day, now it won't trip you up. So thank you, Zara, for sharing your experience so that we can let people know, expect this. Don't let it throw you off. Stay on track.
Awesome. All right, Aubrey, have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.